Welcome back, everybody. We will now begin learning the first chapter of the Sefer, which is titled Birur Tachlis HaChaim, which means clarifying the purpose of life. This corresponds to the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, which begins with the very similar words, Birur Klal Chayvas HaAdam Ba'Elamai, which means explanation of the sum purpose of a person in his world. The key word here being be'ai lamai, in each person's personal world. Each one of us has to identify their unique purpose in the world. Yet, the general guidelines that apply to everyone can be learned. I won't necessarily be quoting the Sefer exactly as written, and at times I'll add in order to elucidate, but I will attempt to stay true to the content. There is one question every single Jew, truthfully, every single human being, has to ask themselves. What does Hashem want from me? What does He want? Now, that question must immediately be followed by another question, if we are going to be honest with ourselves. Does that question really bother me? Do I really want to know? And why do I really want to know? So here's an eye-opening statement. The primary task of a person's avodas Hashem is to identify the purpose of their life. That's their primary task, to achieve full clarity as to what it is that Hashem asks of them. Now, every Jew knows, as a matter of course, that there is a creator, there's a Bari Olam, who created the world, including ourselves. He also sustains the whole world, including ourselves. Now, if He created us, there's clearly something He expects of us. The problem we all face, though, is that question itself. What does Hashem want from me? What exactly does Hashem ask and expect me to do in my life? But wait, you'll say, don't you know? We have a Torah, right? It's given to us from Shemayim. We've already received the Torah, and that explains that man's purpose throughout his life is to fulfill the Tarayag Mitzvahs, 613 Mitzvahs. So, of course, it's true. Everyone has to keep Tarayag Mitzvahs. Everybody has to keep each one of the 613 Mitzvahs as they present themselves. But Avodas Hashem is not merely the fulfillment of unrelated mitzvahs whenever they present themselves. Rather, the Taryag mitzvahs work together to create a binyan, an edifice. The mitzvahs are all individual components of a person. Think of how they represent the different components of the body. Ramach, 248 limbs and organs are represented by the mitzvahs asay, and 365 veins and sinews are represented by the mitzvahs lysis. And we know limbs, organs, veins, and sinews all work together to form one complete and perfect human being. Likewise, with all the mitzvahs together, we can build a person out of ourselves. But how do they work all together? What does sukkah have to do with tefillin, kriya shema with mar? How do we change and grow with the fulfillment of these mitzvahs? There must be a clearly defined method of fulfilling the mitzvahs so that they work together in an organized, structured form to fulfill this goal of building ourselves. We need to clarify, how do we begin laying the foundation? How do we lay layer upon layer? And what is the end goal of fulfilling all the mitzvahs? Which one of the Tarayag mitzvahs should we start with? Now, of course, there are daily mitzvahs, Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, Shabbos, all the ones that have set times and applications, and those we do as they present themselves. But when approaching the whole category of mitzvahs, which are Avodas HaLev, the task of applying our hearts, of building our hearts, and our neshama, like the mitzvah to love Hashem, the mitzvah to fear Hashem, and other mitzvahs of Dveikus, connecting to Hashem, as it says, L'dov Kabai, and many such mitzvahs, how do we approach them? Where do we begin? The world is called Olam, which is derived from the word He'elam, which means concealed, because in this world, there's tremendous confusion. And it's Ratzon Hashem that as long as we don't try and work very hard to ascertain precisely, Mo Hashem Alekech HaShol Me'imach, what does Hashem want from us, seek from us, we won't find out. Our life will progress with confusion and obscurity, and we won't have a method of how to serve Hashem. And not knowing the correct order is a state of Helam. And when there is Helam, it is difficult to attain the goal of the mitzvahs. Have a great day.